Hi, this is Gail, and this is a creative version of my mindful walking. So just a few instructions before you start. It's a good idea to have a camera with you, or you can use your phone and listen to this recording at the same time. And the idea really was formed from me going to an art class recently, which drew my attention to textures when I was out walking. And I noticed what I didn't notice before, as in textures. So this really is about doing the mindful walking exercise and stopping and taking photographs of anything really that catches your eye. I notice that I take photographs that are only sort of perfect, aesthetically pleasing. And I wanted to do an experiment where I just looked at kind of the broken or the unperfect things, and I found they held much more of a story as such. So my aim with this sort of creative walking project, in a way, is to ask people if they want to send me their photographs for me to make a sort of community wall of photographs. My email address is on my website, which is just info@gaildonnan.com, and you're really welcome to send me photographs of, you know, nature, texture, not particularly people, but if you email me your photographs, then I can send you back a sort of a small disclaimer to say you're happy for me to use them and that they fit the criteria as such. So we'll begin. At certain points you'll hear my little steel drum in the background, just at different points and then at the end. So as you're walking, just paying attention to things with perhaps a childlike curiosity, as if you were noticing things for the first time. Then start to look at perhaps the floor and the patterns on the floor, or any patterns that catch your eye, depending on where you're walking, whether it's a nature environment or a street environment. So there'll be times in this walking exercise where you won't hear my voice. It will only be sort of 30 seconds to a minute at a time. There won't be huge gaps. So I'll just leave you for a minute to just notice. So now just start thinking about what sort of things were attracting our attention, whether it would be texture or colour, patterning. And then when you're ready to move on, we're just going to keep walking. We're just going to start observing what kind of thoughts we have, because thoughts will pop into our mind. that's inevitable. So I want you to sort of notice the thoughts and perhaps put them into categories. So that might be a worry thought or a planning thought, a future thought, past regret, a dislike or a like. So I'll leave you again for a short time. So the joys really of mindful walking are that it's a moving meditation and stills your inner compass, as it were, and lowers your brain waves, so you start to feel more relaxed, more clear-headed. It's an actual favourite of mine because you can do it on the move and you're getting your exercise, you're building endorphins. So after you've categorised your thoughts, I'm just going to move on now and spend just a minute or so rhythmically breathing and walking. No other instruction, just noticing your breathing and your stepping. So now as you continue to walk, just start really listening to any sounds around you. And I'll get back to you in a minute or so. So now we're around 9 minutes into the exercise. So your brain waves will be starting to slow down and you'll feel a little bit more relaxed. So this time, I just want you to carry on walking and just notice any textures, colours, patterning. You know, I like things like bark and the floor, the ground. Walls. For me, the more imperfect, the better. So I'm going to just leave you now for a minute or so and let you just have a look and see if anything you notice takes your eye. Perhaps take a photo. At any point during the recording, please pause me to take your photos. But we'll just continue for a few minutes, and then if you need to, just pause me, take any photos. So we're just about on the 12-minute mark. And for me, I normally like to do this for around half an hour, particularly when I'm walking my dog. And I find that I get completely enthralled in the activity as opposed to just walking my dog or taking a walk. I just get completely engrossed in looking for patterns and objects and interesting shapes and taking photographs and often sharing them. I've also made cards out of the pictures as well. Or we've taken them to our art class and drawn them. It's quite therapeutic, really. So I'm going to leave you now to continue your journey and taking photographs. One thing I would like you to do at the end, or invite you to do at the end, is to just, when you feel you're ready and you've finished, just stand still for 2 minutes and just really absorb what's around you. And have a think about the shoes that you're wearing today as well. Perhaps take a picture of your shoes or your feet. Put that picture somewhere to remind you of how beneficial this exercise is, or every time you look at those shoes, it will remind you of how beneficial this is and how it's nice to be creative. So, thank you for listening, and I will look forward to your photographs. Thank you.